Of you here this morning.
可以看到大家都在场，非常好。
And I trust that God will feed each one of us and give us a new outlook from His perspective.
我相信神要自己来喂养我们，让我们可以明白他的心意。
Today I'm going to be talking to you about a very real leader.
那今天我要跟你谈到一个很真实的一个，就是一个真正的领导者。
He wasn't a king.
他不是国王。
And he wasn't a man that was actually a very, very high official.
而且也不是一个高官。
At this particular time in his life, he was just a servant and a slave.
那在那个时候呢，事实上他只是一个俘虏，一个奴隶而已。
But if you read in the Old Testament and you read the book of Nehemiah, you see one of God's great miracles when he could find a man.That he could use.
但是如果你可以、啊、在旧约里面看这个尼希米记的时候，你就看到这个被神所重用很奇妙的这样的一个事迹。
So if any of you get time this week, read the book of Nehemiah.
如果你有空的话，好不好？你把这个尼希米记把它念过。
Now, as I said, Nehemiah was not a leader. He was in sort of a security job.
那他不是一个。政治上面的官员，但他是在这个安全方面的做事的。
His job was to taste the king's wine.
他的工作是呢，要帮王去尝那个酒。
To see if it was poison.
看看这个酒里面有没有放毒。
Now, how would Nehemiah know it was poison?
那尼希米怎么发现这个酒里面有毒呢？
He would drop dead.
那就是说，他如果死了，就是有毒，对不对？
So that was his job.
那这是他的工作。
Doesn't sound much like leadership, does it?
那这个不太像是一个领导者吧。
Although I'm sure he had wonderful qualities to get that particular job.
那为什么他可以做到这样的一个事情呢？因为他一定有他的本身的才干。
The king would want someone who's very loyal.
当然呢，国王会选一个很忠诚、很忠心的人。
Very faithful to him.
很信实的人。
Someone that somewhere along the line he had proven this was a man he could trust.
所以他一定经过一些证明求证，然后找到这个他可以信任的人。
And so now as we look at this man Nehemiah, very comfortable in the palace of Shushan in the country of Persia.
在这个巴比伦的地方呢，这个苏珊城呢，他有一个非常安逸舒服的工作，很稳定的工作。
Of course, he was really from Israel, from
Jerusalem. 但是他本身是犹太人，他是从耶路撒冷被抓过来的。
When Jerusalem was conquered, he was those of all those that left. He had to go with them.
耶路撒冷沦陷之后呢，他是那个那些俘虏其中的一个。
But you know, when you're in another country and somebody from your own country comes, you get rather excited, don't you?
那当你在异国，如果有人从你的家乡来说，你会很兴奋，对不对？
Actually, we found out in the restaurant when we would give some of the restaurant workers a tape in their language or a book in their language, they really got excited.
如果我们去餐厅中国餐厅的时候呢，我们就给一些有中国字的这些文字的书啦或什么，他们就很兴奋。
We have
录音带。
We have a ministry in New York City.
那我们本身呢有在这个机构呢在纽约有一个事工。
And our missionary there one for a period of time was going to Chinatown.
那有一次呢他就这个事工呢就进展到这个中国城里面。
And he took with him our literature, our lily and some of the tracts.
他就跟我们要了一些我们的一些福音单张或是我们的百合月刊。
He said, you know when we were in Chinatown with Chinese literature, nobody threw it down.
他说只要我们发出的是这个中国字的这些书刊呢，没有人会把它丢掉的。
He said when we would be in some other areas, they would take a look at it and throw it on the ground.
那在别的地方呢？因为 same Chinese literature?
No, the English literature.
那如果我们给他英文的话，他可能就丢掉了。
But you see, for the Chinese, they were curious. They wanted to know what it was. It was their language in a foreign country.
拿到自己的文字、自己的语言呢，就很贴心，然后他们很想知道里面在写什么。
And now we see that this Nehemiah had a brother that was coming to visit.
尼希米有一个弟兄呢，从他的他自己的国家呢来找他。
If you can turn to Nehemiah, the fourth chapter.
你可以找到这个旧约圣经的尼希米记，我们要看第四章。
And in his interest, and you'll see verses 2 and 3.
你从诗篇往前找，约伯再往前找，你会找到一个尼希米记。
But his interest was this. How is Israel?
You want chapter 1 or chapter 4 now?
4.
4. Okay, 好. 那,
I think it's 4. It's 1.
You're talking about the brother coming.
Yes.
It's chapter 1.
Okay, chapter 1.
我们先看第一章。先看第一章。 他提到说呢，有一个弟兄从他的家乡来，然后呢，当你看到同乡的时候，你一定会问说家乡怎么样？
He said, now how, as he talked to his brother and some of the men from Judah, and he said, I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which had left of the captivity, in other words, those that were not taken into Babylon and into Persia, about those that were left there. Many of them were very poor, many of them were crippled, and some of them no doubt had hidden and was able to escape. And he asked about those people.
那么在自己的家乡呢，耶路撒冷地方呢，有很多是那些或者是残障的啦，或者是藏起来的啦，所以就没有被掳走。那么这些人呢，从那里到这个尼希米这地方来拜访他，所以他就问这样的一个弟兄说，我们家里怎么样？
Now he said, those that are left are under great affliction and reproach.
他说呢,这些被掳归回剩下的人呢,怎么样?他们遭大难受凌辱。
In other words, people were making fun of them.
被嘲笑。
They were a laughing stock.
被人家轻视。
Everywhere they would go, people would say, that's one of those Jews. One of those Jews that live in that terrible broken down city. And they would just make fun of them.
所以不管哪里去呢,他们都被侮辱,因为他们是那个战败的,然后是剩下来的。
He said, the walls of Jerusalem also is broken down.
他提到耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁了。
And the gates thereof are burned with fire.
第三节后面，城门被火焚烧。Now
to us that may not make much difference.
那对，或许我们听到这个没有什么不一样。
But in this period of history, it was very, very important.
在那个时候的城墙是很重要的。It
was not only important that you had a mighty wall around your city to protect you, but it was a sign of prosperity, a sign of strength, a sign that the city had it put together well.
城墙代表着一个国家的一个保护墙，不但保护的作用，而且它代表一个国家的尊严，是一个国家的一个好像一个象征一样。
And here, when he heard that his brothers were being ridiculed and that they were being in great affliction, and that the walls of Jerusalem now were down, and Jerusalem was what we call a byword. It was a used to be. Now it was nothing.
那以前耶路撒冷是很风光的，现在怎么样？城墙拆毁了，城门被烧了，已经没有什么好看的了。
Some of you that have maybe seen Jerusalem, pictures of it, and been there in Judea, you would see it's a lot different today. It's built up well, but then it was nothing but rubble.
如果你去过耶路撒冷的话，你看到的现在就是跟那个时候不一样的，因为已经有一些重建。
Now, what would your reaction be?
如果你听到这样的消息，你的家乡这个景况，你会怎么样？
You know us. You know how we react to things.
你知道我们会有反应，对不对？
My, that's sad, we'd say.
或许很难过。
I really feel sorry for them.
哦，觉得很遗憾。
I hope somehow they can get some help.
希望有一天呢，能够被有人帮助他们。
And then we would go on with our conversation.
然后呢，继续的谈别的事情。
This is what happens many times.
很多时候我们是这样子，对不对？听了难过，然后就还是就是忘了。
But I want to see the difference here in Nehemiah.
那我们来看看尼希米听到这个消息有没有不一样。
He said, when I heard these words, I sat down and cried.
这里第四节说，听见这个话的时候，尼希米坐下哭泣。
He remembered Jerusalem and its glory.
他记忆中的耶路撒冷是很荣光的。
A great city with a great temple and a lot of commerce going through.
神的殿在那里，很多人都来参观，这个是一个很风光的一个城市。
And he cried.
他就哭了。
Now, I can cry over things, too.
那我有时候也会为一些事情哭一哭。Sometimes
on television, in the news, you see some things that are so horrible that tears come to your eyes and you weep over.
有时候你看看电视的节目呢，看一些节目，你觉得很难过呢，你也会跟着同情的哭，对不对？
And then we go on telling people how sorry we are for that.
我们也会跟他说，哎呀，我觉得为你很难过。
But he went beyond the crying stage.
除了这样子哭泣之外，不是只有这样而已。
He began to mourn.
接下去是悲哀几天。
What do we sort of take mourning to be? A death.
那我们会为什么悲哀呢？哀伤呢？就是死亡，我们会哀伤。
We call it a period of mourning that people go through when someone they love has died.
当我们有亲人所爱的人去世的时候呢，我们有一段时间的那种哀痛。
So you see, this was getting right down inside of this man.
所以这个尼西米的这样的一个感受呢，不是只有这种啊同情情绪已经进入了他很深处的这样的一个地方，哀悲哀了。
He had no opportunity to help.He didn't know what to do.
他根本不晓得该怎么办，他也没有机会可以去帮助他们。
But he did know where he could go for help.
但是呢，他知道他可以去哪里求助。
He said, I began to fast and pray before the God of heaven.
他的方法就是呢，在天上的神面前禁食祷告。
So now we see this man has gone beyond just the interest and maybe just the sort of a top type of surface, just a surface type of sadness.
所以我们看到这个尼西米呢，不是只有表面上或者是一下子的那种啊难过而已，他已经进入了里面的那个悲哀。
And so as he began to fast and pray,
他不但祈祷而且还禁食。
Something happened to him that he didn't expect.
因为这不是他所想要知道的，就是没有这样子期待有这种消息。
As you go on reading this, you'll come to a place where it tells us that as he sat down and cried and then he prayed, and while he prayed, God put it in his heart to do something to help the people.
接下去呢，你看到他的有几节的祷告的，他的里面的内容之后呢，没有想到呢，神竟然要他来担任这件事情。
So what Nehemiah had was a God-given vision.
所以在这里，尼西米就从神拿就是看到有一个意象，领受到一个意象。
God put it in his heart.
神把这个意象放在他的心里面。
God does that to us.
神会这样做的。
God comes to us when we need him. When we think God's not there, God comes when he wants.
当我们需要的时候，神就会在这里给你一些意象。
Some of our ladies know a Korean woman named Moonja.
那我们知道我们有一位韩国妈妈哈，叫做 Moonja。
And Moonja lost her only son.
她的唯一的儿子在两三个礼拜之前呢去世了。
She was in an awful condition.
是一个在一个很难的一个难处下面。
Yesterday I went to visit her and at her home, at her son's place.
昨天呢，妈咪她去拜访她，在她的儿子的那个地方呢，她在那里，所以她去拜访她。
And Moon just said to me, she said, "You know what? I didn't know that God could give me such peace."
那这个妈妈就说呢，我从来不知道说神可以在我这样的一个丧子的情况下还可以给我这样的平安。
She had never had that experience before.
她从来没有体会过这种平安。
But you see, she didn't need it because she needed it when the tragedy happened.
在平常的时候你不知道你也不需要，但在这种时候你特别的需要这种平安。
That's why when some of us say, "Where is God?" You wait until tragedy hits one of his children and you will know where God is.
有时候你说神在哪里啊，等到你碰到难处的时候，灾难的时候，你就知道神在哪里。
I know what that feeling is.
我也体会过这种感受。
When my friend and her husband and her daughter-in-law and child were killed, at first, oh, I can't tell you how I felt.
当我的最好的朋友的家人呢，他们同时在车祸中丧失的时候呢，
and I went through the house weeping.
我一直哭。
And I came back through to the dining room.
我就走到我的吃饭的地方。
And suddenly, as I stood there at the dining room table, I will never forget.
那我从来没有忘记那个景象。
Peace swept through my soul.
平安就这样子在我的心里面。
I needed God.
我这个时候需要那种平安。
Oh, there's sometimes that you and I think we need God, but a lot of times it's not we're not really needing Him as much as we
当有时候你想说神在哪里，或者是你需要神的时候，事实上你没有真的需要神。
You know, my mother is 88 now, and she's at the place now where things are hard to do and to get around, and it's difficult for her.
我的母亲已经88岁到这个地步呢，她很难，就是走动各方面都很难。
And she's saying, oh, I wished I was gone. I wished I, you know, the Lord would take me.
她总是说呢，我希望神赶快把我带走，把我带回去。
And so she said that this morning.
今天早上她说了一句话。
And I was in my bedroom and I thought,You know, my mother has taken such good care of herself.
那今天早上又这样说了，然后呢，我就想说，我妈妈自己呢，对自己照顾得很好。
She hasn't eaten salt in her food since I can remember.
她呢，从她知道说不能再有盐的时候呢，就从来不吃有盐的东西。
She's been very careful about all things that would hurt her.
所有会伤害她的，她都会避免不吃。
So by nature herself, unless God had there had been another type of disease that would have taken her, she had taken so well care of herself that her body just is in good condition.
她很小心的照顾她的身体呢，除非有什么特别的一种例外般的话，她的身体可以很好的。
So let us notice then this man, who now.God put something in his heart to do.
那在这里我们再回到这里，就是呢，神把这个意象放在尼希米的心中。
God is there. And a man is there that only wanted to pray for the people.
那事实上他很单纯的只是要为他的百姓来祷告而已，没有想到他领受了一个意象。
Then circumstances begin to happen.
那这个环境就来印证了，环境就发生了。
Now I want to say this, he was not a leader.
记得这个尼希米不是一个领导者。
Now he may have had traits that were hidden.
那或许他有一些里面的才干。
He may have had character traits that were hidden.
而且他有一些道德的这些特质。
But he was not in a leadership position.
但是在那个时候他一点都没有在一个领导的位置。当神要他做事，他一点都没有领导的位置。
But I want to tell you, he became one of the greatest leaders.
但是他后来成为
in the word of God.
在神的这个事工里面呢，神的计划里面一个很伟大的一
个领导者。Not that he conquered great countries, no.
并不是说呢他征服了什么大国家。
Not that he was like King David, no, not that
way.
But he was a man that could get a job done so quickly in the temporal type of things in life that even his enemies were confounded.
但是呢，他可以在很短的时间里面，即使是敌人攻击他，他还是可以完成他要完成的目标。
Now you see, they tell us today that leadership is influencing.
那今天很多人这样说哈，就是真正的领导者是有影响力的。领导就是影响。
A leader is not someone that coerces or that manipulates.
一个领导呢，不是在操纵，不是在掌控。
It's not someone that is a driver that just drives people. That's not a leader.
也不是驱赶人去做。
It's not those that badgers people until they do what they want. That's not a leader.
而且也不是很严厉的命令大家怎么分配怎么去做。
A leader is a person that can influence the person to do and see his vision.
真正的领导者呢，可以去影响传递他的意向，然后影响别人跟他一样的去做。
God did not give the vision to the men in Jerusalem.
神没有把这个意象给那些在耶路撒冷里面的人。
He didn't even give the vision to the brethren that had come to see Nehemiah.
连这个来告诉尼希米的这个弟兄呢，也没有这种意象。
But now Nehemiah is going to have to travel back to Jerusalem and be able to sell his vision to his brethren.
这个意思是说，尼希米领受这个意象之后，他需要从这个国外。回到自己的家乡，把这样的意象传递给他四周围的人。
The first thing we see is his boldness.
那首先我们看他的勇敢。
You say, must a leader be bold at times?
领导者需要勇气吗？是的。
When the king gave him leave to go, he said to the king, could you give me some wood from the forest to repair the things with?
当国王已经给他这个允许让他回去的时候，让他告假回去的时候呢，他还跟神这个国王要说，可不可以给我一些材料呢？
Nehemiah influenced his influence influenced the king.
所以呢，尼希米影响了这个国王。
And then he said, King, could you give me a guard that as I go through the countries, they will be protected?
那可不可以给我派一些人看守我呢，保护我呢，因为我要经过一些国家。
Now the king could have said to him, Nehemiah, who do you think you are?
国王或许可以反问说，你是谁呀？
I mean, I know you taste my wine. I know you're part of my...
不是我喝酒的人，你是谁呀？
But just who do you think you are?
你到底是谁，竟敢跟我要那么多？
But somehow with God...Working through Nehemiah, he was able to say it in such a way and give his vision to that king in such a way that the king was willing to do whatever Nehemiah needed.
那神就这样感动尼希米，而且在之前呢，就已经在预备铺路，让尼希米在这个时候需要什么就有了什么。
You see, actually, he had talked to the king about it.
他事实上他是在说服，就在
跟这个国王。When the king asked him why he was so sad and what was wrong with him.And he went on to say, wouldn't you be this way if your hometown, if what you had back there? And he talked to the king until he sold the king his vision.
他首先是要把这个意向这个负担呢传递给这个国王，因为呢啊，他跟他谈起来了。国王问起说，为什么你那么哀伤？他就跟他谈起来，所以他已经影响到这个国王。
Now, the king could have said, that's too bad, Nehemiah. Hand me my wine cup.
那他可以国王可以说很同情，哎呀，真的是很难过哈，帮我端酒来。
But he had sold the king.
但是他的传递把他的意向传递到这个国王的心里面去了。
Now he was all prepared. He had the things. He marched on. He went on into Jerusalem.
他预备好，他也开始启程要回到耶路撒冷。
And he never said a word to anyone about his vision.
那这样的事情呢，他还没有去跟人家讲。
First, he had to see what he had to do.
因为他首先要先观察说我到底该怎么做，该做什么。
In verse 11 in Nehemiah 2, we see, or 12, we see he rose up in the night.
What chapter?
2.
第二章的第十二节，哈，第二章的第十二节，这里告诉我们他已经到了耶路撒冷。尼希米记的第二章第十二章说我夜间起来
And I neither told them He said took some men with him And I didn't tell them what God had told me
那他带了几个人但是他也没有告诉他们他要做什么
You see this was not the time to give the vision
因为时候还不到还不是传递这个意象的时候
This is the time that Nehemiah and God had to look things over and decided what needed to be done
这个时候是尼希米需要在神的面前好好的仔细的研究来查究到底该怎么做
and,
能够从神领取这机会的时
候 As you read on in these few verses He said I rode down through the gates of the valley and before the dragon's wall and the dung port and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which is broken down and the gates were consumed with fire.
那你可以看到往下看就看到说他开始在看这个啊被拆毁的还有被焚烧的这个城墙跟城门。
I went to the gates of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass.
那在那里呢怎么看呢什么都没有了都已经没有。
Then I went up in the night by the brook and viewed the walls and turned back and entered by the gates of the valley and I returned.
后来他就这样整个看了一周就回来了。
You see, here he's telling you that he looked the thing over.
所以他的整个观察了一趟。
He began to evaluate his vision.
他开始评估他自己的意向。
He had to see what he's going to have to ask God for.
那他就开始想说我该怎么样来求神呢？
I'm sure that if in the human he would have looked at this and said, what a mess.There's not a thing I can do.
这种景象一看，你一定想说太糟糕了，我还能，我好像什么都不能做了。
But as he looked at it,
没有希望了。
And that challenge in his heart, no doubt deepened.
但是呢，他的这个里面的这个心呢，却是被挑战起来。
And maybe he said to God, "We can do this together, Lord."
他就想说，主啊，我们或许可以合作来做起来。
You know, sometimes when you and I sense something from God, such fear comes to us. We try to make all kinds of excuses.
有时候我们从神领受到一些意象时候呢，我们里面也会充满着害怕，我们就找一些借口。
But he didn't.
但是这个你心里没有。
And then in the 17th verse, he rallied the people to his side.
在17节的时候呢，他说呢，他chapter 2 verse 12. 17.
He said, look at the trouble we're in. You see the city lies in ruin. You know, can we live in ruin long enough until we don't recognize it?
你知道有时候你在一个某一个境况里面呢，你久了之后呢，你就麻痹了，你就不觉不察觉了。
Can we live in some things that God doesn't want us to live in until we don't recognize it?
有时候连神不给我们住的一个我们处的一个环境呢，我们久了我们也不觉得是神不要我们要的。
Can we do our own will so long that we cannot recognize God?
因为我们自己呢的那种那种里面的心意太强了，我的那个心意太强，所以呢，到个地步呢，我没有办法体会神的心意。
Then he went on. He said, "Let us do something about this."
所以他就说，我们起来吧，做一点事吧。That
had been there a little while, you know, quite a while, and no one said, "Let's do something about it."
很多人在那里住很久了，这句话没有人讲说我们一起来修教都没有。
We look out at a very sinful world.
我们处在这个很就是很污秽的一个环境。
We look out at a very troubled world.
一个呢很多苦难的环境。We
look at morals that are corrupt, morals that are broken.
我们处在一个道德腐化的环境。We
look at things that we look at the terrorists. We look at all these things that is sort of squeezing our world together: poverty, bad business. Practices all kinds of
恐怖行动，或者是饥荒，或者是世界各地的一些大灾难，整个把我们挤在一个大环境里面。Some
people say over here, let's try to fix this or let's try to fix that. 有人说我们这里应该处理一下，那里应该处理一下。But in our human, I want to tell you, it's hard to fix things.
那是我以一个人性来看的话，修就是把它修理哈，就是把它矫正过来，或者把它修治呢，是很难的。What
we do more than anything else is bandage it, patch it up, try to keep it together.
我们能做的只能怎么样，贴一个好像药膏一样，把它粘在一起这样而已。
That's what's happened to our government.
那我们的政府就是这样的一个情况。
That's why we owe so much money.
那就是为什么我们现在有那么多的透支。We
see something and we say, well, let's do this program and patch this up here.
赶快把它补一补。Makes
very little difference in many areas.
但是其他的又怎么样？
So we see here that this man hit it right on the spot. Let's get something done.
尼西米他讲了一句很中肯的话，他说让我们起来吧。
And as a church, this should be the driving theme of our heart. Let's get something done.
教会应该有这样的一个心智，大家有这样的心智，说让我们起来做一点事。Now
he's going to have some of them that's going to say, yeah, let's do it.
那尼西米需要有一群人认同他，跟他有共识。And
so we see then that this is exactly what some of them said, that they were ready to start.
所以有些人就附和了，就说好，我们来做。Even
some of those from Jericho came.
从耶利哥也有人来。So
now we see that they're going to get ready to build.
所以已经开始准备要建造了。
Let's notice that Nehemiah chose people from all walks of life. All walks of life. All types of people.
那尼西米呢，他选的人呢，是各种形态的人都有。
Now in the church, our biggest, excuse is, I never studied for that.
那教会的人呢，常常有一个借口，就是说呢，我没有学过这个，所以我不能做。That's
not my interest.
这个也不是我的兴趣。That's
not my occupation. That's
这个也不是我的专业。But
let's look at Nehemiah. How, as a leader, he went from one group of people to another. He even went, they said, to a goldsmith.
那这个尼西米呢，一群各种专业人，他都去拜访他们，他去跟他们讲。
Got him out of the shop.
那个炼金的人,
and instead of with the fineness of working with the gold, he went on to help build the walls.
所以呢，对这些各种专业的人呢，去跟他们说服，去跟他们讲。
In that same verse, he got a perfume manufacturer.
连那个what verse 呢？香水店。哦，要。嗯。What chapter? What verse?
Second chapter. It's there. You all read it. And so then he got this, as I said, a perfume manufacturer. Now, what in the world can a perfume manufacturer do?
那到底这个,
to build a wall.
香水的跟这个修造城墙有什么关系呢?
About the only thing he could do is to work and then still smell good.
那或许呢,一面做一面觉得闻起来很好闻。
But now this perfume manufacturer got right out there at the wall to help.
这个香水专业人一样的，他也上场去做了。
And one man even volunteered his daughters.
那有一个人先把女儿也送去做了。
He got his daughters, and they were out there working on the wall.
把女儿带出去做了，这是第三章了。
And then he even went up into the priest.
到了祭司那里去。
And he had the priest. Out there working.
祭司们也一起出来动手做了。
You see, the Church of Jesus Christ is not to be when the minority of people try to do the majority of the work.
那神的教会呢，不是少数人在做一个大数人该做的工作。
When we see the need, there is no excuse.
当我们看到教会有需要的时候，不能有人推诿的。
In some way, my hand can do something for God.
你的手一定能为主做一点什么。
see, we have to, you look at our Sunday school. We need Sunday school.
我们比如说看到我们这个主日学，我们需要主日学老师。
We need Sunday school helpers.
我们需要一些协助者。
If we have a summer camp for our youth or our children, we need workers for that.
我们需要有人来帮助我们的青少年，帮助哪一个部门。
We need prayers for the prayer group.
我们需要有一个祷告的团体。
We can go on and on and on.
太多需要了。
We're going to be giving you the vision of our church in a few weeks.
那在几个礼拜之后呢，我相信我们会。
We're going to be telling you the goals of our church.
这个目标意向会很清楚的跟我们交代。
And so I'm trying to lay a foundation today that shows that when we can work together, God can do great things.
今天呢，我要下一个根基，让我们知道说呢，我们可以一起来动手来完成神要托付我们的使命。
And so we now see that all of these people, plus many more, are out at walls. Many times it was a section nearest them, and they were beginning to take the bricks and put them up and try their best with the wood he brought to repair the walls.
我们看到一群人在某一个角落呢，不管是砖，不管是材料呢，他们就在那里修建。
But you see, if they could have gone on like that, they might have got finished quicker.
那如果他们可以这样顺利的话，就很快完成。
But they had opposition.
但是呢，却有一个相反的事情发生。
There was a man. There was the governor of Samaria.
那在那里有一个就是有官位的人。
Sanballat, his name was.
叫做参巴拉，这到第四章了。
He got angry when he heard they were going to build their wall again.
听到说他们要修城墙的时候就生气发怒。
This meant that Jerusalem would again maybe get powerful, more powerful than those in Samaria.
因为他心里面不愿意看到耶路撒冷再次被重建，再次风光，再次有权力。
So he's feeling bad about this.
所以他心里面不喜欢。
So he begins to spread some talk.
开始呢就开始传一些谣言，传一些话。
You know the thing that concerns me in my own life.
在我的生命的经验当中，有一件事情我很担心。
Lord, don't let me be a hindrance.
说主啊，不要让我成为一个障碍。
Don't let me be an opposition.
不要让我成为别人的阻碍。
I don't mean that I have to agree with everything and you have to agree with, but I mean where we're detrimental and we're going to see that it gets set up.
我不一定要跟别人认同，就是一定要同意，但是呢，我不要成为那个障碍。 或者是阻挡的人,
so he began to say, what are those feeble Jews doing anyhow?
他就开始耻笑了,犹太人他们在做什么?
That building project will never work.
他们这样的一个方法呢,做不来的。
They're a bunch of amateurs.
这些人是什么吗? 是什么样的人吗? 他们好软弱。
They're using burned out stones.
他们根本就是做不出,从土堆想要烧出石头来吗?
And one of the leaders in the Amorites, he chimed in with him and he said, it's a piece of junk, that wall.
那他一方面跟他们说呢，另外一群人说呢，这个根本就是垃圾堆了。
If a fox climbs up on it, the wall would probably tumble down.
连那个狐狸跳上去都会倒下来的。
Now may I say that probably most of the people never even thought of those things?
大家可能从来没有想过这样的情况。
Until they mentioned it.
一直到这个参巴拉传出这些话来的时候，可能就想说，哎。
You see, this is where we have to be careful with our tongue.
那就是为什么你的舌头讲话要小心。
Because you see, they were influencing too.
因为你在讲话就会有影响。
Not in a leadership sense, but in a detrimental sense, they were hurting the work.
有时候呢，即使在下面呢，我们讲一些话也会伤害到。
You see, it's going to get back to them. They're going to be criticizing them. Criticism is one of the things that can hurt the work of God.
批评，然后责备，这些批评呢，是最能够伤害神的事工的一件事情。
I remember one woman said, I'll never go to church again.
有一个姊妹跟我说，我不再去教会了。
Because she came into the church and one of the ladies said to her, well, it's a wonder the church doesn't fall down.
那有人跟她说呢，教会不倒才怪呢。
Critical spirit.
因为里面太多的责任，太多的批评、批判。
You see,
这是真的哦。
When we criticize, we're not helping unless it's good criticism.
除非是
helpful criticism.
善意的一个建议，般的话绝对是伤害的啊，这样的一个。
I like it when somebody comes to me and says, Sister Schwartz, I think that this is a better way to do it. And then we can talk it over.
如果有人来跟我说啊，牧师呢，我认为这个方法这样可能比较好，我们谈一谈的话，我很喜欢这样。
But they haven't gone all over to criticize until they've influenced the minds of people.
而不是到外面去传去讲。
Until they cannot find the will of God.
以致影响到人的想法，以至于他们找不到神的心意在哪里。
You want to know the reason why sometimes we can't find the will of God?
你知道为什么你找不到神的旨意吗？
Because 80% of our opinions are our own.
因为有 80% 是我们自己的意见。
And so when God tries to get through to us, our own opinion is very strong.
以至于当神的心意想要来感动你的心的时候呢，你的自己的那个想法已经很强烈了，
you know,
很重要了。
You know how we find God's will?
你怎么样找到神的旨意，你知道吗？
By unloading our opinions.
把你所有的意见都把它。
By unloading what we want to do.
把你想要的先把它。
By emptying ourselves.
倒空你自己。
Oh, I've had to do this.
我自己也需要这样做。
I've had to empty myself of what I felt was the best thing for me to do.
我需要把我那些我里面认为是最好的做法呢，先把它。
And I have found out that God knows best.
然后我就发现呢，神自己知道什么是对我最好的。
I was planning for my mother's old age.
那我常常计划，我以前的计划，我妈妈老的时候该怎么办。
And I made my plans.
我已经很周全的计划了。
And I just felt this must be the Lord's will.
所以我就想说，这个应该是
just fitting in so nice.
这个实在是呢太周密了，所以呢一定是神的旨意。
They were going to stay. My mother and dad was going to stay in our rest home in our manor there on the ground.
我们计划好，我的爸爸妈妈在老年的时候呢，要让他住在我们。
Whenever I went away, they could go there to stay.
在我们附近呢，就在我们那个营地里面的一个
老人院。Oh, this was wonderful.
那如果我需要离开的话，也让我比较放心。
This certainly must be God's will.
哦，这一定是神的心意。
Then they closed the manor.
没有想到这个老人院关掉了。
I had a friend that we worked with.She worked with me. She loved me very dearly. And she used to say, her mind was not always, you know, she was sort of a simple person.
那我有一个很好的朋友，她是一个很单纯的人。
And she would say to me, she called me Nana. She said, Nana, when my mother dies, I'm coming to live with you and take care, you know, take care of the family.
那她常常跟妈咪讲说呢，等我妈妈死的时候呢，我就来跟你一起住。
I thought this is wonderful. This is God's plan.
我想这个太好了，太棒了。你看神都帮我预备人来了。
So she was there.There one summer when my after my dad gone, and she and my mother had lots of trouble.
那没有想到，想着这个老人院关掉了，第二个计划就是这个人可以来，可是呢，他跟我妈妈处不好。
And there was my plan.
所有我的计划都。
There was what's God's will.
我认为是神的旨意都不通了。
And God shows me every trip the will he has.
神让我看到每一次我离开的时候，他都自己来经手照顾。
I don't know why. I really rather have it all spread out and let me know all at one time.
我实在希望神早就跟我讲说我是要这样做的，他不让我知道。
He has a way of dealing. So my friend, we have
是因为我的意见，所以我需要倒空我的想法。
So that we can know His voice.
好，让我们可以识别他的声音，还有有他的平安。
Because we are so logical.
因为我们太理性了。
I know my life. I've tried to be very logical.
我自己也很希望能够多一点理性的思考。
And sometimes doing what I wanted to do, I got burned.
那我
做的 It wasn't the right thing.
我做的我想要做的，到后来只有自己耗尽了。
And so when we get so critical like these people,
所以如果有时候我们像这样子那么的
we cannot be open to God's will.
我们没有办法让神的心意可以来向我们敞开。
So we see now that the enemy is after him. They're trying to discourage.
敌人要来让这群人沮丧。
Discouragement is something that is very difficult to overcome.
灰心是很难让我们克服的。
You see, it's the fact that in the world you and I have trouble, and we're going to meet discouragements.
那我们在世上一定会碰到灰心的时候。
But the devil has a very good way of whispering it in your ear.
因为这个魔鬼呢，有他很好的方法在你的耳边来跟你造次，跟你挑起你。
So God wants you to do something.
如果神要你做事的时候。
And then the enemy comes to our ears and he says.You're not good enough.
敌人就在你旁边跟你讲了，你做不来的，你不够好。
And they get discouraged, and you go to them who have asked. You say, "I'm just not good enough."
我可能就是做不好了。
Sometimes you'll come with this one. You're not spiritual enough.
你属灵不够。
And you see, God wants you to grow spiritually in what He wants you to do.
那因为神要你在属灵里面成长的时候，他才要你去做。
But Satan is trying to discourage you.
可是呢，这个魔鬼就是要让你灰心。
Maybe Satan will come and say God can't use a person like you.
有时候他跟你说呢，神才不用你像这样的人呢。
You don't even have a talent.
你根本没有什么才干。
You've got a talent.
你一定有。
Every one of you've got something in you.
每一个人一定有神给我们的才干。
Gave you from the time you were conceived.
从你成型的时候，神就给你的。
He would like to use it.
那你这些神赋予你的，你一定要去用。
Then we have those that says let somebody else in the church.
有人就说让别人去做吧。
Let someone else share their faith.
让别人去分担吧。
You see, the enemy is always there to try to discourage.
所以我们的敌人总是要让我们沮丧。
To get us to doubt.
让你怀疑。
This is one of the most detrimental things a Christian can get into is doubting.
基督徒很容易就会陷入这种怀疑疑惑。
Because once you doubt, you can't trust.
你只要一疑惑呢，你就没有办法信靠神了。
Once you're filled with this, then God can fill you with His truth.
那只要你心里面充满着疑惑的时候呢，真实的真理就没有办法进来。
Now this got back to Nebuchadnezzar, or I'm sorry, Nehemiah.
那这个的这样的一些情况呢，就来到尼希米的他就知道了。
He began to see what.It was making his people sort of falter.
那他就开始在看他的四周的人怎么样被影响。
They knew they didn't have a lot of good things.
当然呢，他们都觉得都很自卑，都没有什么好。
I'm sure the goldsmith knew he wasn't a builder.
就像这个在炼金炼银的人，他也知道他不是一个建筑的人。
And so this is where the leadership of this great man Nehemiah that God gave him.
尼希米在这个时候就显出他很伟大的这种领导的特质。
He went to God.
他到神的面前。
And he really prayed a prayer.
他真是祷告了。
He said, "Hear us, O God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own head."
他向神，他向神祷告。The verse, please give me the verse.
I didn't keep them,
okay,
just one after another.
第四章好，他是向神讲说：“神啊，我们被鄙视了，我们被轻视了。
Give them over that their land will be plundered, and that their sins and their guilt will be seen.
我们被毁谤了，所以呢，求你使敌人怎么样？第四章的第四节，第五节，不要遮掩他们的罪孽。
He's saying, God, instead of taking matters into my own hands, I give it to you.
意思是说呢, 神啊, 我把这个难题就交给你处理了。
And you know you can really do that.
那你知道你可以做的。
You can really take it and give it to God and say to him, you take care of him.
你可以把你的难处就交到神的手中, 说主啊, 你去处理吧。
Nehemiah didn't have time. He really did have to get back to his job.
他的工作,他的这个时候的修造的这个工作很繁重,他需要好好的做的。
He didn't have time to go back and try to brace the people up and try to stand and pat them on the back and saying, God's going to help us, let's just keep going and pushing and trying. No, he said, Lord, we've got to get this thing done.
哪里有这个心情跟,
you take care of those men.
因为他的整个的焦点是放在修造城墙,他哪里有这种时间还要去 拍拍这个人的肩，然后劝劝那个人，然后鼓励那个人，他没有这种心力。
You see, that's where we get so burned out.
有时候我们会在这个方面耗尽了。
That's where we get so nervous and emotional.
情绪上会很有压力。
That's why we have some of the problems we have.
那这是为什么有时候我们会有困难，有问题。
Because we want to do things ourselves.
因为我们总是要自己去做。
But the word of God said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. God.
神说求他的国跟他的义,
his righteousness.
先求他的义.
Friends, that's where it must be.
一定要这样做.
We cannot do things. You know, when I hear problems and I hear this one comes and tells me the problem.
比如说有人来跟我讲这个问题,
and then they said, my mother-in-law said this and my sister-in-law said this and this and this and this and there they are in the midst of all of this.
他们把所有的问题，我的婆婆，我的谁怎么样讲这些话。
Sometimes trying to please this one, sometimes trying to please that one. Other times angry, other times very critical. All of it coming in on them.
所以呢，整个呢在里面呢，有时候呢要讨人家喜欢，又有时候很容易批评，就是这个整个问题都把你搅在一起。
Don't wait until things get ugly in your life.
不要让这一些呢累积到一个地步呢。
Don't wait until you get desperate.
不能收拾。
Don't get out of your own opinion and begin to pray to God to give you victory over these things.
不要在自己在那里钻研，在那里挣扎的，把它交给神，然后一直到祷告，到你真的是克服。
He said, I can make crooked paths straight.
因为神要修直你的路。
He can give us the victory that we need when we allow him.
他可以给你这种得胜，他可以给你克服。
You say, you mean then we just sit down and twiddle our thumbs?
难道我们就坐在那里等着吗？坐着吗？
No. We find out what God wants us to do and do it with all of our heart.
你找到神要你做的，然后你全力去做。And
when we meet these things that would try to discourage us and would try to bring us down, then we go to him and say, Lord, I'm doing your will, I'm doing your work, you've got to do this for me.
当这个灰心丧志来让你没有力气的时候，你就把它到神的面前跟他说，主啊，我一定要去做你要我做的。
This is what he wants for his children.
这个是神要他的儿女做的。
Instead of the opposition, the people began to work.
那在这个阻挡当中,
they kept right on working. They closed their ears. They closed in the sense of looking at the discouraging things around them, and they worked.
就好像没有这些话语一样，他们耳朵都关起来，然后呢，也不在乎旁边怎么讲，他们继续的做。
Now these men kept watching the job.
那这一些仇敌也继续的观察。
And they saw that the people were really serious.
他们看到这些人真的是很认真的在做。
They couldn't believe the progress that was being made.
他们对于他们的那个做的成绩呢也很惊讶。
So what are they going to do?
那现在呢，前面那个。 行不通，后来怎么办呢?
They put out the word, you better watch your back.
那现在呢，他们就从后面要来伤害了。
We're going to see this thing stops.
我们一定要看到这件事情被阻止下来。
And so, you see, when this happened, we now see that Nehemiah, what is he going to do? It's one thing to criticism, but another thing to think maybe we'll be killed.
那 一方面呢，你说我不要面对这个批评没有关系，问题是你会不会担心说呢，我恐怕会因为这样子丧命。
But you see, when Nehemiah had a meeting among his people, he hired some other men to come and guard.
那这个尼希米呢，不但呢请他们来工作，而且也叫了一些人来做这个守卫的工作。
So he did something about it.
那他就采取行动。
But he went on to say, "Don't be afraid. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome."
他继续的劝他们说，不要害怕，因为神是伟大有能力的神。
Said, "Fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for Jerusalem."
你要为你的家人，为你的城墙，为你的国家而战。
He had them, some of them would work, and others would stand guard.
有的人在那里守卫，有的人在工作。
And when all these enemies heard that these things that God was protecting them, and then lo and behold, on the 52nd day, the whole city of Jerusalem was walled.
没有想到52天就完成。
The leadership of a man that God gave a burden and a vision, and that leadership that was able to influence people who had lived in the rubble, had lived in all of this thing, to now want something better, and to be able then to see it accomplished.
神拣选尼希米这个人成为这个领导这个使命的人即使在这样的一个阻挡攻击的下面呢，他还是能够完成神托付的，而且做得很好。
You see, we have times in our lives that we are tested.
在你的人生里面，你会面对一些考验。
People make fun of us.
有时候人家也会取笑你。
Sometimes we're tempted.
有时候我们会被伤害。
But we can't give in to those things.
但是请你不要放弃，也不要
We can't let Satan push us aside and try to make us look like we're nothing and we can't.
我们不要任凭魔鬼这样子来攻击我们。
Because remember, whatever our labor is for the Lord, it's not in vain.
只要你是为主而做的，绝对没有空空的做的，绝对不会徒然。
Businessmen may go into bankruptcy.
或许呢做生意你会碰到有
这种破产的时候。Even cities may go into bankruptcy today.
那今天的这个情况呢，经济会崩
溃。But whatever we do for God will go on for time and eternity.
只要你为主所做的会保存，而且呢到永远。
When we think that our problem seems great and awesome and too hard for us, remember, great is the Lord. I think that's one of the things that we have to learn how great God is.
当你碰到很难的难处的时候，你一定要意识到，而且你要学习，要认识说我们的主是一个大能的主。你要认识到底他有多少能力。
I'm sure that when Nehemiah looked over the city and it's walled now, and he must have said, "Oh God, I don't know how it happened."
我相信在这个城墙被造起来之后，尼希米一看呢，从那个废墟呢，然后现在看到墙的时候，他就想说，哎呦，怎么是这样完成的？自己也很惊讶。
You see, God is bigger than our challenges.
因为神比你自己的难处挑战更大。
He's bigger than our critics and our enemies.
他比你的一些人家的责难或者是敌人更有力。
He's bigger than the obstacles that come in our play.
他比你的所有的这个环境呢更大。
And then after we do accomplish something for God,
如果我们为神完成了使命，
let's don't forget to say praise to God be the glory.
不要忘记
great things He has done.
把这个荣耀，把这个赞美呢归给神，因为他为我们所做的实在太奇妙。
You will never know how many times when I say to the Lord, Lord, you know me.
我常常跟主说，主啊，你知道我有多少。
You know, I cannot do this in myself.
你知道我没有办法完成这个事情。
I have to give it to him.
我一定要把它交给你。
Now, my friends, God wants something great out of us as a church.
神要我们做，为他做大事。
We just don't have to be another church.
我们不一定要做一个，建一个跟别人一样的教会。
Now, we are facing the obstacle right now.Of getting a new building.
现在呢，我们面对一个就是
obstacle, something in its something.
Yeah. 障碍，障碍吗？一个障碍 ，OK.
And so we have to overcome this one first.
那现在呢，我们需要去克服。
And we surely want God's will.
那当然我们一定要寻求神的旨意。
We want to do what is the best thing to do.
我们要完成最好的。
And so we must just allow God to work things out the way He wants to work.
我们一定要求神自己用他的方法来处理这个障碍。
Not particularly the way that we see is, and we think and we see and we believe.
不一定要是我想的，我的信念有的。
Empty ourselves because you're going to have to face this in a couple weeks.
倒空自己。
You're going to have to face, what are we going to do? What are we going to choose? Which way are we going to go?
在几个礼拜之后，我们可能就要来面对这样的一个难处或者是障碍，来做一个决定。那我们要倒空我们自己。
So let us empty ourselves of our own ideas.
把你自己的想法先排开。
And let God show us.
让神来显明他的旨意。
Now once we get over the obstacle of building a church and getting into it, that's only the beginning.
那当我们排除了障碍开始要建造的时候才是开始而已。
Then we're going to have to see what God wants me to do.
那接下来你就要寻求说主啊你要我做什么。
Now he does want you to come to church.
那当然
so that he can get the word across to you, so that you can sing of his glory. Yes, he wants that.
他要你来到他面前。
But I believe if you start praying,
你开始祷告
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么？
He might do just the same thing he did to Nehemiah.
就像他对尼希米的所做的，他去祷告就得到异象。
He may say, glad to see you, glad you're here praying. I've got just the job for you.
神可能会跟你说呢，太好了，你来的正好，你祷告的正好，我刚好为你安排了一个工作要给你。
Now job, you know, the first inspiration from God is so beautiful.
那神自己的，从神来的这种感动的是最美的。
When I knew God wanted me very young to be a missionary, oh, it was thrilling to my heart.
当我小时候知道神要我成为一个宣教士的时候，我好高兴。
But more than one time along the way, I've asked the Lord, oh Lord, just sort of take this off. Lord, you help me. You know, when the problems came, life is full of problems when we're doing God's will.
生命里面
It's not easy.
特别是你要服侍神的时候，有很多困难的，不是很容易的。
But when we make a commitment to God,It's real.
只要你一委身，这一切都是真实的。
It's not so real when we commit to man.
那你如果委身给人，有时候就不真实
了。I've been in the church too long.
我在教会里面太久了。
I know when I've asked somebody, they'll look me in the eye and say, "Oh yes, Sister Swartz. Okay, I'm glad you're going to help."
有时候呢，我会有些人跟我说，好，我要帮忙。
Maybe for three Sundays.
三个礼拜天之
后。Or maybe they'll go do it once.
来帮了一次。
Because they're trying to please the pastor.
因为他们想要讨这个牧师的喜欢。
But oh, when someone would come sometimes and say, Sister Swartz, the Lord has put it on my heart that we should go out and have street meetings. That's a long time ago. We could go out and have street meetings in this area that God can reach the people.
当有人来跟我说，主感动我，让我可以到外面去。去这个街头呢，去传福音的时候
，and then there's faithfulness，
那个他们就忠诚了，
loyalty、
就很诚，很忠诚于神的交托了。从神来的，我们就很容易委身。
Nehemiah was a great leader，
尼希米是一个很伟大的一个
领导者。He influenced，
他影响人。
God can do the same for us.
神一样可以像这样子来拣选我们，来用我们。
You see, you might be the leader of a Sunday school class.
或许你要成为这个主日学的这方面的领
导的人。Where you will influence the lives.
然后你可以影响人的生命。
I went to my cousin's church for some time, and it was a small church, and I would go there for Sunday school.
那我去我的这个表哥的教会，小小教会的那里有主日学。
I'll never forget my Sunday school teacher. She was a singer, more like an opera singer.
Your own Sunday school teacher?
Mm-hmm.
In the cousin's church?
In my cousin's church.
Okay, 那在那里我从来不会忘记我的那主日学老师。
She really was a sort of outstanding woman.
她是一个很有名气的。
Very serious.
很认真。
But I learned, I'm sure I learned a lot from her.
那我向她学了很多。
Sunday after Sunday at times,
每一个礼拜天
the only student.
我是唯一的学生。
She could have said, listen, it's just one student, send him over to that class. No, sir, she set little Schwartz up there and she gave me the Sunday school lesson. And God has used these things through my life to enlighten me and give me the word and give me the understanding because of the faithfulness of those who had committed what they were going to do for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以就这样子来教导我, 好让神的话在我的心里面真的是蹦出火花。
Let us all be influencers. Let us all work and labor for Jesus.
让我们可以为主而去影响人。
Let's just bow our heads.
我们一起来祷告。
Father dear, we need your help.
天父，我们需要你的帮助。
We have some of the most wonderful people in the world here.
我们在这个弟兄姐妹里面, 我们实在是有很好的弟兄姐妹,
They love you. They want your will. They want to serve you.
他们要服侍你。
We pray, oh God, that you will so lead them and
恳求你,
put the burden on them and open their eyes to the visions and open their lives to the work of Christ.
让我们可以,
we believe you're able, Lord, we believe you're able. So this morning we ask you to put your hand on everyone that's here. And may they sense the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves them, who cares for them, who wants to be their partner in all that they do. In Jesus' name. Amen.